Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, August 29th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, How to Follow Your Business Dream in This Economy, with my guest, Eric Lofholm, Master Sales Trainer and Author. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Now, whether you're listening to the show live, on the phone, on the website, in the chat room, or maybe you're listening to the show from our archives, in any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have lots of other things to do with your time. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button, you'll get an announcement and a reminder each week in your email of each episode. Now, some of you have always wanted to write a book, but you've hesitated for various reasons, and I know that because many of you have asked me, how do I get started? Some of you have been writing pages and pages for months, even years, but you don't know how to get your book published. Well, finally, I listened to you and decided to put together a program just for you. I have created a home study workshop called How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. In this workshop, I show you how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly and marketed effectively. Most important, in this workshop, I share with you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. How about that? You can download your copy of the Home Study Workshop at my website, abookin90days.com. Place your order today, and you'll be able to download the course and get started tonight. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about all the different ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to reach that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships. We've talked about change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of these things that contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is How to Follow Your Business Dream in This Economy with my guest, Eric Lofholm, Master Sales Trainer and author of How to Sell in the New Economy. Eric has helped professionals with their sales strategies in this tough economy, and that's no small feat, because as we know, many people are suffering in this economy. After having been trained by the top trainers himself, such as Anthony Robbins and Dr. Donald Moen, Eric now trains, motivates, and inspires the sales teams of some of America's top companies, such as Microsoft, Smith Barney, and Ford Motor Company, among just a few, to name a few. His clients have added millions of dollars in their sales to their record after attending Eric's energetic and groundbreaking seminars, and I'm a witness to that because I've attended his seminars as well. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Eric Lofholm. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Flora. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so delighted that we're finally able to get together in an interview. This is exciting. I want you to know as soon as I posted the announcement over on Facebook, boy, I got a lot of interest in this topic. So sounds like we tapped on the very thing that people are concerned about these days.
Fantastic.
So let's jump right into it, because so many people are losing and their jobs, and then you have others, of course, seeking jobs. This seems a pretty dismal climate for trying to survive in an existing business, much less starting a new business, and yet many of us still have that dream of owning our own businesses. Now, what advice can you offer to entrepreneurs launching new businesses?
Well, you know, the whole concept of a dream, I think, is a really important one. I launched my company 12 and a half years ago, and I had a dream. I basically had no money. I worked out of a spare bedroom in my condo, and I pursued this dream, and it gave me the motivation to wake up every day excited to go out and build my business. And you said something a minute ago that was interesting about how a lot of people are – their mindset right now is survival. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand that. And what I would also say is I would encourage all of you, if you are a business owner or considering becoming one, to start with your dream, because the dream is going to give you that rocket fuel of motivation to go out and make it happen. And it also, as human beings, we have energy to us. And I think people – in this economy especially, want to work with people that are excited and motivated and making things happen. So why not be one of those people that's making things happen? So I'm a big believer in pursuing a dream and having that be a big part of what motivates us on a daily basis in our businesses.
Hmm, okay. It's one of the things you mentioned seems to always go together with entrepreneurial dreams. Often there's very little money, but a lot of passion and a lot of energy. And that's what you're saying. We need to focus on that part of it. And you're so right that when we have a choice of doing business these days, we want the people who are excited about what they're offering and excited about their businesses, because those are the ones where we're going to gravitate and we're going to spend our money with them.
That's right.
Now, I know you've encountered many business people who want to succeed, but they bristle at the suggestion that they will have to master sales techniques because they don't want to consider themselves salesmen. And I can tell you, I know many of them. I have some of these fears as well. We fear rejection. We're baffled about how to generate leads, and we're definitely clueless about how to close sales of our service or our products. Could you give us a few specific tips that will help us push through these fears?
Well, what you're describing, it's really true, and one of the things that I find is that once we have a business dream, then at some point you're probably going to come to the conclusion that you need a sales system. And many people, when they start a business, they have resistance to sales. You know, maybe they're a photographer, or maybe they're a coach, or maybe they, there's just something that they're passionate about. They're good at it, so they start a business. And then at some point it dawns on them that, wow, I'm going to have to figure out how to go out and sell this product and service, and then that creates a challenge because in our culture, millions of people have a negative view on sales. Many people listening right now, you may have a negative view on sales. And what's interesting, Florida, if you think about it, our five most important skill sets in terms of making money, the five skill sets that could help you the most at making money, the five that could help me, one of those five that we're probably going to have in common is sales. Mm-hmm. So we need the sales skills, yet in our culture there's a stigma. We have many people have a resistance to selling. So the first thing I would say, if this is a stretch for some of you, but if you can be open to the idea of embracing sales and at least be open to the idea of embracing a powerful sales system, even if you never personally embrace sales, if you can embrace the idea of a sales system, and then that can open up a whole new way of thinking for you, and that's where I come in, as I'm an expert at sales systems. So a couple of things that you can do once you've embraced being in sales or at least a sales system, we need to figure out what our sales model is. And the sales model means when a lead comes in, what are the steps that you take the prospect through all the way from the lead to them making a buying decision? So the Girl Scouts selling Girl Scout cookies, their sales model is it's called a one-call close. You walk up to them at the grocery store. They've got their booth out, and they say, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And that's their system, and it sells millions of boxes of Girl Scout cookies. So for all of you listening right now, the Girl Scouts have a system, and they run it, and it works over and over and over again. So you need – my encouragement for you is to figure out what are the steps that you're going to take that prospect through. And then the next thing to that is let's say you're going to meet with the prospect two times before they buy. What I teach is map out what are you going to say to them at each step in the sales process, and I call that sales scripting. Mm-hmm. All that means is you're going to figure out before you sit down with a prospect, before you talk to them over the phone, before you engage with them over online, if you're selling online, you just figure out what is the communication going to be. That's part of the system that I teach. It's preparing in advance how you're going to communicate with them. And when you do that, it makes a huge difference.
Okay. Now, when you talk about in your the two-step system where you're going to talk to them twice, does it help to anticipate their objections, or, you know, how do you best prepare for that those two calls?
Yeah. So here's a simple example. A coaching sales model. I'm a coach. So what I do is I typically will offer somebody a free coaching session, which then is an appointment, and then I'll do the free coaching session, and then if I feel that they would be a good client, at the end, I ask them if they'd like to become a client. And so I'm going to map out what am I going to say when I book the appointment, and then when I actually do the appointment, I'm going to map out what I'm going to say. And you're right. There's in sales, one of the concepts is objections. Mm-hmm. And an objection is simply a sales training term of what the prospect says for not buying today, like the price is too high. I need to think about it. I need to talk it over with my wife. And so selling is like mental chess. And we can anticipate that those objections are going to come up. And we need to have a strategy of how we're going to address those objections. What I'm saying right now, this may sound very complex. It's actually very simple. Once you understand a sales system and you're able to bring it into your business, once you've learned it, it's kind of like riding a bike, and you'll have the benefit of that system for the rest of your life.
One of the things you just said that is important to me in my business is that when you offer your free coaching session, at the end of it, you're assessing whether or not this client is a good fit for you, just as they are deciding if they want to sign on with you. So that tells me that everybody we talk to is not our rightful client. Is that correct?
It is correct. I'll tell you an interesting thing. So if I said to somebody, you know, what's the purpose of delivering a sales presentation? A lot of people would say to make a sale. And I would disagree with that. The purpose of delivering a sales presentation, one, is to determine, can I add value to this person? Is the price that I'm going to ask them to pay me, if it's a financial price, like in a coaching relationship, they're paying a fee to hire me as a coach. Is that fee, can I show them more value than what the fee is? Because if I can't show them more value, then it's my ethical obligation to not offer them coaching. Because I have to determine, first, can I help them? And then if I can help them, then the next job of the sales presentation is at the very end to ask them for the business. And then they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. So I don't go in to a sales presentation with the objective to make the sale. I go in to determine, assess the situation. Are they a good fit for my services? And then my next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for the order. And then they're going to say yes or no. If they say no, they might give an objection. I'm going to do my best to overcome the objection. But I'm going to focus on delivering a quality presentation, not focus on making the sale. And there's a very interesting distinction in that, in what I'm communicating, that there's a breakthrough possibility in what I'm sharing here.
What's one of the common objections that you've encountered, and how do you handle it?
Well, probably the most common objection right now is I don't have the money.
Don't have the money.
Because of the economy. And one of my favorite closing lines, and I actually used it this weekend, I was selling my sales system. I have a program that's $300, and I was selling it through a front-of-the-room presentation and a webcast simultaneously. And I ended the presentation, and I said, whether you purchase my program today or not, you pay either way. There's an investment today. It's $300. There's also a cost to not having my sales system. So what I'm doing there, I'm going to go a little advanced for just a second, but I'm making a logical sales argument. The logical sales argument is that the $300 that the program costs, you're going to get it back, you know, double, triple, five times, 10 times, 100 times in increased sales. And so it addresses the objection, I don't have the money. Because if I told you, if you invested $300 and I would give you a $3,000 back as an interest on your investment, if you didn't have the $300, you'd find it.
That's right.
So that's a script. Script is just simply, in this context, we're preparing in advance what we're going to say. So I knew, Flora, before I gave my presentation, I knew I was going to end it with, whether you sign up for my program or not.
Mm-hmm.
You pay either way. So it's a question around preparation. Preparation, preparation, preparation. And I want to jump in and share one idea. I trained on it for the very first time on Saturday. And I think that somebody listening right now, this is going to really make a difference for you. And I call it the three shuns, and shun being the letters T-I-O-N-S, words ending in shun. So these three shuns, this is how I'm approaching succeeding in this economy. So the first shun is collaboration. So you and I are collaborating right now. So this is, you've invited me as to be a guest on your radio show. And so together you and I are collaborating. And my seminar I taught over the weekend, I was collaborating with two other speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, Flora, did the web broadcast. So I didn't know how to do that. He goes, well, can we web broadcast? I'll bring all the equipment. So we collaborated, and I was able to reach more people through collaboration. So for all of you listening, the one first shun is collaboration. The second shun is innovation. Innovation. And so innovation is it's doing something new and something different to what you're currently doing. So a couple of years ago when the economy tanked, I started offering my training in online training, and I had never done that before. And maybe for you with this radio show, maybe the radio show was, you know, that's new over the last couple of years. So that was innovation for you to do the radio show. My website was a membership website. Online training was innovation. And the third shun is optimization. And optimization is the opposite of innovation. Optimization means take what you're currently doing and optimize it, make it better. Optimize your website, optimize your autoresponders, optimize your sales presentation, optimize your referral systems. And so in my business, I'm working on collaboration, innovation, and optimization.
Hmm. Wow. That's wonderful. And these are the keys that enable you to change with the economy, which is the next question I was going to ask you, was that you mentioned the rules of sales have changed. So could you explain how they've changed? And it sounds like your three shuns is really part of the strategies that you can use to roll with the new changes. How have sales changed over the years?
Well, what works today is what has always worked. And a couple things that I firmly believe in. What worked a few years ago and what also works today is generating leads, booking appointments, and converting sales. Mm-hmm. And so, but the tools have changed. So like a few years ago, we didn't have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Facebook and this whole concept of social media, so that's new, but it fits in with lead generation, appointment setting, lead conversion. So I use Facebook as a way of creating connection and generating leads. That's my and branding as well. And I'm fitting it in with, does it generate leads for me? Does it book an appointment or does it convert leads? Video email is something that's becoming more and more popular. And so I'm fitting video email in with generating leads, booking appointments, and converting leads. So the tools are more advanced. They allow us to leverage technology, but the way we sell, it's still the same in many cases.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that's interesting is that what has always sold and what still sells to this day is value, but what people perceive as valuable has shifted. So it's a simple example that we can all wrap our arms around is a few years ago, the hot car was the SUV, the Hummer, the Suburban,
right?
Right. And now the hot car is Prius, fuel efficient, green, economical.
Mm-hmm.
So we still want cars. It's just what we perceive as valuable has shifted, And the breakthrough concept out of that is for all of you to think about your customer and think about what do they perceive as valuable. And then if you match your offering, your product, with what they want, you can have record sales. I was listening to this interview with a guy. He's struggling in his business. He owns a high-end a yacht store. He sells yachts to people, $5 million and up, right? So it's you're working with really, really wealthy people. And he was saying on this, I was listening to him on this conference call, and he was saying how his business is struggling, and he was looking for a breakthrough idea. And I was listening on the call with him. I wasn't leading the call, but if I was leading it, what I would have told him is that your customer, they still want the benefits of a yacht, but buying a yacht for $5 million, if your sales have gone down, it's not resonating with your audience. So you've got to go to your audience and say, you know, how do you want to buy this? Maybe it's on a lease. Maybe it's on – maybe it's a different type of boat. Maybe it's at a different price point. Maybe it's now it's a $2 million boat instead of a $5 million. So we've got to really be in tune with what does our customer want. And in some cases, it might be expanding your product line. It might be – there's a lot of different ways to adjust, but it all comes from what does the customer want.
So it sounds like you have to have a good relationship with your customers and potential customers to understand what they're looking for, what means value to them, and find in there ways that they want to be sold to.
Exactly.
That they will resonate with. That's great.
Exactly. Now, I mean – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I want to make sure you tell us about your powerful cross-country training tour you're about to start. So be sure to include that during this, because I took a peek at what you're doing in the next few months, and I know that you're going to be offering this valuable content. And did I read correctly, it's going to be completely free?
Yeah, we use a business model where I believe that before somebody – hires me or purchases my sales training solutions, that they should experience it first. And so what we do is my website is saleschampion.com. When you go to saleschampion.com, there are a variety of things on there for free. So there's a whole course on closing skills, and it's right on the website there. We have free events, free webinars, free conference calls, free report. So if you go to saleschampion.com and just kind of cruise around the website, you can try out some different things for free. And so we have some seminars coming up. I have a two-day boot camp in San Francisco, September 9th and 10th. I'm going to Phoenix with an evening seminar in October. And then I have a whole new scripting series that I'm going to do. And we're going to go to San Diego, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Hawaii, Phoenix, and we're going to go into these cities and do evening seminars teaching how do you put together a highly persuasive sales presentation, and it's totally free, and so it allows people to connect with my message, and if they resonate, if they want to hire me or sign up for one of the programs, they can certainly do that, but they wouldn't be doing that until they've had an experience of training with me.
Right, okay. That makes sense. That's a lot of sense, because whatever you get in that evening session is really just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much to learn. I especially like your scripting, your talk about scripting. Very important. And having that taste first, that experience, that's a great idea. I'm happy you're doing that. So we need to go to saleschampion.com, and that's where we'll get all this information?
Yeah, you can sign up for something for free on that website. That'll put you onto my email list. You'll be invited to our classes. Every week we send out a newsletter letting you know about all the free training that we're doing. So it's a really – we provide tremendous value, and it's a really great way to give people a hand up right now in this economy.
Wow, that's very important. We have a few minutes left, and I'd like you to close with giving us some closing words and tips that we can use today, next week, those of us who are in business, those of us who are perhaps starting a business.
Okay. Let me give you one breakthrough lead generation strategy. And It's a way of thinking about how you interact with your clients. And if we think of your lead base as a database, mm-hmm. and you market your products and services through your database, and let's think of it as a database, which is a distribution channel that you're offering, you know, book training programs and book coaching in your particular case. Mm-hmm. And for there's other people that would like access to your database. Mm-hmm. And so you can market other products and services through that distribution channel. In a simple example, this is Starbucks. So Starbucks went to Barnes & Noble years ago and said, look, why don't we put a Starbucks inside of your Barnes & Noble, your bookstore, and we can offer coffee to all of your customers, and some of your customers will come into our – they'll be attracted to come into Starbucks, and they'll come over and purchase your books. And the idea was they offered coffee through the bookstore distribution channel. Mm-hmm. And then Starbucks did that with restaurants and grocery stores and airports, and they did it with many different places. And right. so we can do that, and we can create what I call a reciprocal referral relationship. And so one of my new people that I'm doing this with, his name is Arthur Tubman, and he's an expert at social media. So Arthur has a database of people interested in social media training, and I have a database of people interested in sales training. So I'm marketing Arthur to my database, and that's bringing new customers to him. He's marketing me to his database, and that's bringing new customers to me. Mm-hmm. So I want all of you listening right now to think about who could you create this kind of a relationship with. It's called a reciprocal referral relationship. And it's possible, if you really got focused on it, that you could create 10 different reciprocal referral relationships. And now you have 10 new lead sources coming mm-hmm. in. A simple example would be like a real estate agent and somebody who sells insurance.
Right, right.
So they can come together, and that's back to this idea of collaboration.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It sounds like collaboration.
yeah, absolutely. One other tip that I'll share with you is that in the close of your presentation, so when you deliver a sales presentation, at the end you're going to ask the person to buy from you. And a lot of people, for especially if they have resistance to selling, they may like skip that step. So they give their presentation. Instead of saying, you know, would you like to sign up and work with me, they might say, well, here's my card. You know, give me a call when you're ready to move forward. And in my system, I believe that selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling mm-hmm. is about moving people to action. So I script out my close in advance, and then I'll role play it, and I'll practice it. So I know what I'm going to say, when I'm going to say it, how I'm going to say it, why I'm going to say it. And mm-hmm. for anybody listening, if you've never done this before, if you do that and you get really clear on exactly what you're going to offer and how you're going to communicate that, what are the words that you're going to use, at what point in the presentation are you going to ask for the order, it could create a breakthrough for you.
Wow. So one of the big mistakes then, those novices, those of us who are afraid of sales, is when we get to the end of our wonderful presentation, we fail to ask for the business. So we need to specifically ask the potential client to do business with us or to buy our program or whatever it is, correct?
Yeah, it'd be like this. If I was a real estate agent, mm-hmm. I would go and meet with somebody and I'd give a listing presentation for them to list their house with me. And then I'd get to the end and I would say, so I've gone over exactly what I can do for you, and I've shared how it works. The only thing that's left for you to hire me as your real estate agent is for you to sign the listing agreement. Are you ready to move forward?
Yes.
And they'll say yes or no, but the thing about it is that if you ask somebody a question, if I go to my dad and I say, Dad, you know, can I borrow $1,000? If I say that to him and I'm silent, he has to answer. He either says, yes, Eric, I'll loan you the money, or he'll say, no, I can't do it right now because of blankety blank, or he'll mm-hmm. say, well, you know, the last time I loaned you money and, you know, I didn't get paid back, is whatever, right? So the point is that he has to respond.
Yes.
Because part of the language of influence is silence. Mm. So I end every presentation by leading and guiding my prospect to take action. That doesn't mean they sign up every time. But if
right.
somebody's in my presentation, they're clear, if they want to do business with me, how to do it. And so, unfortunately, a lot of people sell and they don't do that step. And they're literally leaving 75% of the business on the table by not having an effective close.
Wow. And they're doing a disservice because the client obviously is interested in the product in the first place or the service. So if you don't take that step, you're doing a disservice to them.
Well, let's say you're in health and wellness, and you, and this person needs to, you know, they're eating fast food or they're not exercising or whatever, right? So they have this health issue that they have bad habits around their health, and you have a solution to solve that. If you don't move them to action, they may go the rest of their life continuing on with these poor health habits. So,
right.
you know, if you really believe in what you're doing, you owe it to yourself and to the client to do an effective job of leading and guiding them to action. So you can help the client and you can receive the financial rewards that you should receive for the actions that you're taking.
Wow. That's a wonderful way of looking at it. You know what? We're at the end of today's show, but I know that listeners have been informed, enlightened, encouraged, and empowered. I want to urge all of you to dash over to Eric's site, www.saleschampion.com. to learn more about his boot camp and other programs. Remember that the recording of this episode will be here on my site at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you can return, listen to it again, and be sure to tell your friends and colleagues about it. Eric, thank you for being my guest today, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I invite you to join me again next Monday, September 5th, 2011, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another informative and exciting show. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California, and saying have a blessed week.
Color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.